I'm Carol Hills, and you're tuned to The World. The ball is now in Congress's court. Last night, President Trump unveiled his nominee to fill Justice Anthony Kennedy's seat on the Supreme Court. He is Brett Kavanaugh, currently a federal appeals judge in Washington, and he's already started making the rounds on Capitol Hill ahead of what is certain to be a politically charged confirmation process. The battle over Kavanaugh's nomination will likely hinge on whether or not he would uphold Roe v. Wade. And we'll get to his record on abortion in just a few minutes, but first we're going to look at Kavanaugh's record on another issue that will have impacts beyond our national borders. Climate change.
On more than one occasion, Judge Kavanaugh has acknowledged that climate change is real and is a pressing public policy problem.
Ann Carlson is the Shapiro Professor of Environmental Law at UCLA.
But at the same time, he has made very clear that the Environmental Protection Agency should not have broad power to regulate greenhouse gas emissions under the Clean Air Act.
Kavanaugh served as a clerk for Justice Kennedy, but Carlson says that if confirmed, the new justice could take the court in a different direction on environmental cases.
I think it's safe to say, based on Judge Kavanaugh's record on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, that he would not follow Justice Kennedy's legacy of being the swing vote and often in the majority on cases that are protective of the environment. I think we're much more likely to see a Justice Kavanaugh, assuming that he's confirmed, follow in the footsteps of Antonin Scalia, who was pretty hostile to environmental regulation.
What can you tell us about Judge Kavanaugh's record on cases related to climate change?
I think it's safe to say that had he been on the Supreme Court when a major case came up to the Supreme Court in 2007 about whether the Clean Air Act covers greenhouse gases, he would have ruled with the conservatives and said, no, it does not. Since that time, because he's bound by U.S. Supreme Court precedent, he has used his authority to say that the Clean Air Act can only be used very narrowly to regulate greenhouse gases in a very modest way.
Does that mean that the Clean Air Act is at stake? Could there be a case that comes to the court that could change the current situation we have?
It is possible that a new majority on the Supreme Court that includes Judge Kavanaugh, assuming that he gets confirmed, could overrule Massachusetts versus EPA, which is the case that said that the Clean Air Act covers greenhouse gas emissions as pollutants and can be used to regulate greenhouse gas emissions from automobiles. I think that's not very likely. Generally speaking, the United States Supreme Court does not like to overturn itself, but I think what's more likely is that the court will follow what Judge Kavanaugh has done in his position on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals and simply limit the Environmental Protection Agency's power to regulate greenhouse gas emissions in a way that really makes a difference to the climate.
So how could his views have an impact on some cases that might come before the court? I mean, I'm thinking of the Clean Power Plan, the Obama-era law to cut carbon emissions at power plants. That's been stuck in the lower courts for years. How could that play out if Judge Kavanaugh becomes part of the court?
Well, Judge Kavanaugh was actually part of the panel that heard oral arguments on the Clean Power Plan in 2016. And I think it's very likely that if the Clean Power Plan were to come before the United States Supreme Court, Judge Kavanaugh would vote to strike it down, and I suspect that he would have four other members of the court who would join him in doing so.
The U.S. is a big player in terms of emitting greenhouse gases. Are there any cases that could come up before the Supreme Court that would have a really global impact?
I think it's safe to say right now that the global impact that the United States is having is really because the Trump administration is rolling back the policies of the Obama administration. And so in the short term, what the president is doing is actually much more impactful. I think it's undermining the global consensus that we need to be aggressively reducing greenhouse gas emissions. But what the Supreme Court could do is really hamper the ability of a new president, say a new president is elected in 2020 who wants to use the Clean Air Act to regulate greenhouse gases. I think this configuration of the Supreme Court with a new, more conservative justice could very easily significantly limit the federal government's authority to do that.
Ann Carlson is co-director of the Emmett Institute on Climate Change and the Environment at UCLA. Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome. Thanks so much.